Vietnam, hello.
Vietnam.
Hi, who's here?
Duduatma.
Satnam, I got a few of your names in there.
Satnam.
Satnam, dear.
Peter Carr from Canada.
Oh, welcome.
How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hello, somebody just called in, but their phone is scratchy. Hello?
Hello?
Guru V from Texas.
Welcome, dear.
Hi, thank you.
Therese from Connecticut.
Aww.
Welcome.
Hi, Guru V.
Hi, Tamanji.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's still this scratchy phone on here. Does anybody know who it is? Who you are? If you do have a scratchy phone, press star 6. Okay. Okay. So everybody's here? Welcome. Spring is coming, right? Welcome. Okay, so everybody begin a long deep breathing. Palms to the center of the chest. Long deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. And totally relax.
Mila.
Bless you. Long deep breathing. Long deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point and relax deeply. Relax deeply into your third eye. And inhale to begin. Feel as though air is coming out of your heart. In fact, it is energy, but it feels like air. Long deep breathing, hot breath. Begin to connect with all the other hearts in this class, whether on the recording or right here, right now. And now, send your heart breath out to all who can use it to create peace. Peace in themselves and peace with each other all over our precious planet. And inhale. And exhale. And welcome. Welcome. I hope it's spring all over the country. I hope there are no more huge snowdrifts everywhere. All those little green plants coming up everywhere. I just wanted to remind you that the clock that we use to start this class is, you can actually find it on your computer or on your cell phone. That's the clock that we use. Okay, so Baba Sunnyton says, howdy. He says, welcome. He says, I've been longing to talk to you this week. He says, I'm gathering you up like eggs in my Easter basket. He says, it's fun. He says he appreciates all the kind work that everybody is doing on themselves and in helping and teaching others. He is profoundly grateful for that. He says that sometimes there is, it feels like a blackness or heaviness in your heart. He says, for instance, it might be, some people might be in confusion. They might have a difficulty, like carrying a load of stones in your heart. Maybe feeling lost, not knowing what to do next, or forgotten or abandoned. He says, let's do heart breath now. He says, when you do heart breath, he says, I can jump in there. And he said, work on the works. It's like he's a plumber. He just jumps in and starts working on you, on all your connections. Good. So keep up while he talks to us. He says, you have no idea who you are. Well, I'm asking him, well, whose fault is that? He says, it's nobody's fault. He says, that's the way creation is set up. He says, but now is the time for everybody to awaken. He says, and understand who you are. He says, you have spent millennia in forgetting. He said, some of you have come up to rise to the top, to the place of knowing your vastness, knowing your, he calls it fertility of soul. He says, many of you have done that and have been just squashed back down again, like when a mole comes up and then it gets hit by the farmer's shovel. Boom. He says, but now, my dears, he says, this is the time for you to arise, to begin to breathe, and he says, take a new birth. This new birth means the birth of your soul, the birth of your awareness, the birth of your knowledge, self-knowledge of who you are. You are the vastness. You are dropping the insecurity of believing anything else. He says, keep up your heart breath. And he says, come to that center of knowing. Center of knowing. And be very kind. Be very kind to yourself. Knowing who you are. He says, you spent many lifetimes worshiping the very essence of who you are without realizing that, in fact, you were worshiping your most central self. He says, you were led to believe that you were separate from what you worshipped. He says, now I want you to know and believe that what you worship is your most infinite joy, your most infinite being. He says, that is me, that is you, that is everyone on this call, that is everyone and everything on this earth. That is what you call the God essence. And he says, now is the time for you to join in with this jolly, happy, cozy, gorgeous self of who you are. Now's the time to jump in. He says he's not asking you your what we call the everyday self or the ego. He's not asking for the ego to get embellished and grown big. He says that's the server. He says, but he's asking that portion of you to step aside and now to be present in this fullness, this quality, this expansion, this knowing that is fully adorable, he says, is totally adorable. Can you imagine? He says, this is something that is very essential for you to know these days. Very, very essential. And he said it's very essential for everyone to know this. He says, because as you know, not in your mind, but as you know in your being who you are and what you can trust, he says that is what will draw you into this new age. He says that we suffer from an inability to trust. And he says, no wonder. He says, the things that you try to trust regularly fall apart. He says that is the method of creation, that all of the concepts, he says, they come to rise. In other words, they come into formation or creation or whatever you want to say. And they have their time, and then they fall back into what he calls non-creation. He says, so, how can you trust that an internal means? He says, something can come up for half a second. He's talking about a thought, a knowledge, a wish, a glance from someone. He said, those things could come and stay for centuries. For instance, dogmas and so on. He says, but it's a rotating, creating, this is a word for God, G-O-D, and it's an acronym, G for generating, O for organizing, D for destroying. He says it's a normal pattern in the finite world. He says, but understand who you are as the essence. He says, the essence of that creator, the mind, and let's see. It's like the mind of that beatific essence is the engine that moves this circular pattern. He says, that's you. He says, that's what's behind you. And he says that one in control is the essence of you, and as a human at this stage, you have the opportunity to know you, the essence, to love it and to follow it and to trust it in a way that you could never, ever really trust whatever else goes around. So now just go do your long deep breathing. Go to your third eye. Project from your third eye. allow that cozy essence of the most adorable who you are, the most trustworthy. Let yourself kind of move into that, or that move into you. Keep going. And finally, throw open your own doors of trust. What a relief. Let it happen. Let your everyday self just sit there and watch the whole process. It's a brilliance. It's a full light. Live in trust. It says, live in trust and you will be trusted. He says you will live that adorable life. No matter what your exterior circumstances are, you will live the adorable life as you live in this place of trust and be in the fullness, in the state of trust. Good. And he says, just be. Yummy. Total yummy. And he says he loves you all so much. He says also, trust my love for you. Go ahead and do it now. Trust his love for you. And let yourself be engulfed in his love. He had giving you this love and being in the state of that love, he appears to be the most precious and sensitive and loving mother, letting the child to sleep at night. Allow yourself to feel that love. Trust it. Let it become your foundation. Your living foundation. Know it in every fiber of your being. And let it flow through your days and your nights. Let it flow through your days and your nights. He says, the end of this meditation is not the end of this love and this trust. He says, no, this is just a special awareness time. It continues effortlessly. Effortlessly. And inhale. And exhale. And letting it continue. Letting it continue. Just be present. Good. Now, would anybody like to share? Would anybody like to share their experience or questions?
Thank you. It's right in a time, this trust, static,
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Mrs. Edith? Good. How does it feel to trust?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it's not a problem for me to trust in people. I don't know. It's in my heart. But I recognize now that I didn't have such trust to above power. I was doing everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
so hard. Why? It's such a lie from above. Why I'm not taking it?
Right. Right. Okay, how do you feel about trusting now? Trusting now.
Oh, good, good. I'm even not thinking about this. I don't know why. It's maybe too much responsibility for myself. Now I'm like in a parent's hand, and I feel comfortable.
There you go. That's it. That's it. And you just listen.
Yeah.
You know, for many years I rebelled against this concept of a mother, father, God. I thought, oh, this is crazy. But, you know, the more I do this myself, the more I find that it feels like being taken care of by the most kind and gracious and loving parents. And that there's no worries in that regard.
Yeah, it's same like with Earth parents. If they're smart enough, they're not pushing to do something. They stay back and watching their children doing something. But if something happens, they're here to help. It's same. I don't know why I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah, and now you have it, right?
Yeah, it's like sharp, you know, understanding, and it's in the heart now. It's not in the brain, it's in the heart.
And where it matters, right.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, thank you, dear. Would anybody else like to share?
City Guillaume, this is Kathleen.
Oh, hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. It's Sutleen, actually.
Oh, Sutleen. Hi, dear.
I have a question. I felt the trust, but my question is, are we trusting in, because, you know, Baba Sidichan just mentioned that we our mind is the engine that moves that pattern of creation. So is it really essentially we are trusting ourselves or we're putting our trust on higher energy?
The higher. You're not trusting your mind. you are not trusting your mind. That is basically what I call the everyday self or the ego or whatever. After a while, you learn to differentiate. What is the one that keeps you pushing along, hoping, getting annoyed at, feeling bad for having trust broken yet again? You get to know the difference. Just like it said, it goes from the mind, but now she knows it in her heart. And as you know, there are so many different ways to feel, to know what we call soul or that self that you can totally trust. There is a difference. And that's a very good question, and I'm glad you brought it up. Okay. So it's not trusting the mind that has all kinds of ideas for you that may work or may not work or whatever. It's trusting that flow, that essence, that knowing, that deepest feeling, and let yourself be taken care of in that way. Good. Thank you. That was a good question, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Anybody else? question or a sharing? Okay, so Baba Siddhichan is wrapping his arms around everybody, giving you big smacks of kisses. I love you. And he says he is with you. Don't forget that. He says he's not just on this call every week. He is with you all the time. So just be ready to get hugged a lot, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so now sit straight. Long deep breath. And now just inhale to begin our closing song. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love around you. Join in. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Join me. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Bow to that infinity that resides within that you can totally, totally trust and feel the love. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week.
God bless Satnam. You. Satnam.
Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam.